1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. A mighty, triumphant word of encouragement to the Corinthians and to all believers. My dear brothers and sisters, of course, is a generic term. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, believers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. And there's a reason for it. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. There's a duty here. There's a command. There's encouragement. And there's solid ground and reasoning for it. Because you know that. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. He's taken it for granted that they are laboring in the Lord. They are working for God, for Christ. This is quite an interesting, quite remarkable conclusion to such a doctrinal passage. This reminds me of the last chapter of the letter to the Galatians. Chapter 6, verse 9. There's an encouragement there after such a discourse on the law. Here's a discourse on the resurrection. But doctrine always leads to this kind of command, duty, responsibility, and encouragement. The gospel contains all those elements. As believers, we're under the law of Christ. We have duties to do. We have responsibilities. We have doctrine to understand and apply. There are solid grounds for our hope, solid grounds for our encouragement, and we must go on laboring in the Lord. He takes it for granted that these brothers and sisters are laboring for Christ, and he encourages them that their labor is not in vain. Brother and sister, when we read our Bibles, when we hear the gospel preached, when we study the scriptures, the end must be obedience to the command, an encouragement to go on and labor for Christ. It mustn't end with just mental assent to the truth. There's a practical outworking of the gospel in duty and responsibility and encouragement and labor and the hope of success. You shall reap, says Paul to the Galatians, if you don't faint. And he says to the Corinthians, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. You will be laboring for the Lord, and it won't be in vain. On what grounds does he say this? Well, look at verse 57. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has gained the victory in Christ. The resurrection proves it, demonstrates it, argues it. The coming resurrection, it is coming. Christ is coming. There will be a triumphant end to this. God is triumphant. It doesn't appear so at the moment. It appears that the cause of God is in tremendous disarray and declension and sadness and grief very often. But by the eye of faith, we can see the victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Don't be a wobbly Christian. Be a firm Christian. Have some backbone. Get your feet well planted. That's part of the armor in Ephesians 6. Feet well shod, planted down hard, good solid boots on. Be a strong, stable, stalwart Christian. Firm. Let nothing move you. Persecution, flattery, fear, doubt, opposition, mockery, whatever it might be, let nothing move you. False doctrine. Stand firm in Christ. Stand firm on the gospel. Always, always, 24/7, always give yourselves fully. Know the all-demanding argument here. Always. fully to the work of the Lord. Does it mean we've all got to become so-called missionaries or so-called ministers and pastors? No, we're all in the work of the Lord. We're all priests of the Lord. And we give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord as the priests of the Lord. Romans 12, sacrifice. Your body is a living sacrifice. It's part of the priestly service of the believer. Always. So I speak to you believing mothers. Always give yourselves to the work of the Lord. That means you've got to have a Bible in your hand, studying the scriptures, preaching in the open air. No, bringing up these children for Christ. Whatever it might be. Whatever our labor might be. But the work with the eyes of the Lord. Do all things to the glory of God. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Trying to serve the Lord. Always give yourselves to the work of the Lord. Laboring for the Lord. Toiling for the Lord. Not just fits and starts. Not just ambition and enthusiasm at the beginning. But persistence. Constant labor. Steady. Going on. I'm reminded of Carey. He was in India and he was translating the scriptures and a fire destroyed the manuscript. So what did he do? He began again. He started again. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Why do I go on giving these discourses? Why do I go on preaching in pulpits when I get the opportunity? Why do I go on publishing, printing works, writing? Why do I go on in all this ministry? Why? Because of this text, because of texts like it. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It may appear to be in vain. But Abel, though he's dead, is still speaking. And it may be that I will speak in another generation when my tongue lies silent in the grave. But whatever it is, let us do all we can, brother and sister. I encourage you. We must do all we can. It's a duty. It's a command. But we're encouraged because the victory is Christ's. Let us go on laboring in the Lord. For our labor is not in vain in the Lord. What are we looking for? The glory of God. What are we looking for? The edification of his people. What are we looking for? The salvation of sinners. What are we looking for? The glory of God in it all. Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Let's go on today, brother and sister. Am I addressing a believer who's grown weary, seeing little result, little success, much failure, much disappointment? Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises. What are men? I think it was Bonner's hymn. Therefore, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. God is not ungrateful. Hebrews 6:10. He will not forget. He can see what you have done. Let us take it home to ourselves. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, let us stand firm. May nothing move us. May we always give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord, even this day and every day of our life, because we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. What a privilege to work for Christ. What a dignity he's placed upon us. What an encouragement he's given us. Our labor will not be in vain. May God use this feeble discourse and all my works and all your works, brother and sister, to advance the cause of Christ, to glorify his name, to bring sinners to the Savior, and to build up and bless and edify his people, all for his glory. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thanks be to God. He really does give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.